Welcome back to Culture Shift on 101.9 WDET. My guest is a streamer, a content creator with over 116,000 subscribers on TikTok and a Valorant player. He's also a teacher and a part of the YXL Young Creators Program. Algebra is our guest here on Culture Shift. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So let's start at the very, very beginning. What made you fall in love with gaming?
I started gaming really early on in like in my early middle school days. Actually, my first system back in the 90s was a Sega Saturn with the six buttons on it, the A, B, C, X, Y, Z. And I would play like, what were the games, like Bubble Bobble and Decathlete. So I started early. And then middle school, high school is when like Halo took off, and me and my friends would, you know, go over to each other's houses and do LAN parties. And like Halo was, that was our thing. And that's kind of where it started. I grinded Halo a lot. And then my recent passion, Valorant, has been within the last 2 years. I mean, it's a relatively new game. But I saw, you know, again, a couple friends influenced me to get a PC. This is my first keyboard and mouse game ever. And I've fallen in love with it, and I really enjoy playing it. And the community that I've become a part of in the last 9 months has just made it all the better. So
that's awesome. So what made you decide to become a teacher, right? Cause like, I don't think a lot of gamers necessarily think of like, oh, I want to get into to teaching when I get out of school.
Sure. I knew from early on in high school, we were always like, you know, what career path do you want to, you know, lean towards? And I knew that I wanted to have a positive influence with kids during their adolescent years. When I realized that, you know, I wasn't going to be like an athlete or anything like that, I wanted to have some sort of impact where I could either work with kids educationally or from an athletic perspective, like as a coach. And I felt like being a teacher would allow me to pursue both avenues. I could make a subject that I enjoyed that most people don't gravitate towards and try to spin it in fun and creative ways. And then being a teacher would allow me to pursue coaching at either that level or at a, you know, a neighborhood school or something like that. So kind of filling both vessels of what I wanted to do while working with like young kids.
So you're a math teacher. That's something that you incorporate into a lot of your content. But what grade do you teach?
Right now, I teach specifically sixth grade. I work at a middle school, and I've taught all three, sixth, seventh, and eighth.
So do you incorporate gaming into like your lesson plans, or is it a big part of your classroom? Is that something that you try to incorporate into your teaching?
My classroom last year, and partially this year, it's still in the works, but gaming themed. We have a Discord board in our classroom, which is like our word wall. Our data display last year was Mario Kart's Rainbow Road, and the further you were up on the road was like the higher grade average. Valorant specific, not so much. I feel like Valorant doesn't trend as well with like early middle school. I feel like that would do a lot better in high school.
Sure.
But I mean, the kids ask me all the time, like, do you play Call of Duty? Are you Fortnite? Like, do you play anything? And so we talk about it. And I try to incorporate it whenever I can. Sometimes the content is just either it's just above their level, or I don't want to push something out there where they won't relate, and then it will confuse them more. That makes sense.
Absolutely. You're listening to Culture Shift on 101.9 WDET. We're currently talking with a streamer, content creator, and teacher. He goes by Algebra. That's B-R-U-H. And so how important do you think it is to meet kids where their natural interests lie? There's a story I like to tell about growing up and going through school. I wasn't a very, very musically inclined kid, but, it was one of the things that was mandatory, right? So I had to learn to play the violin, and I never gravitated toward it until the day that we learned the Jurassic Park theme, which was something that I loved. I deeply, deeply loved Jurassic Park, and suddenly I had an instant appreciation and an instant connection to my music class. And I always thought that that was really sort of instructive. How important do you think it is to meet kids where they're at?
I think it can be a make or break for them buying into what you're teaching. I think the stereotypical question that you get as a teacher is, when are we ever going to use this in the real world, right? What is the real world application? Why do I need to know what 2x plus 5 equals 9 is, right? Why do I need to know that? And I think if you can present it to them in a way that ties with their interest, they're going to buy in more, and it's going to just increase their efficacy in terms of wanting to do well and at least try. A lot of kids with math shut down immediately because they've had a bad experience or it doesn't click for them, and they immediately will just, you know, I don't want to do this, math sucks. But if you can find ways to genuinely integrate their interests, it allows their doors and their walls to kind of come down, and they'll at least give it a try. And I think that can, like you said, with the Jurassic Park theme, I think it can just kind of open their eyes and be like, oh, this isn't that bad. Or maybe I will use this later on when I didn't even expect to.
Absolutely. Have you personally had any kids that you've sort of seen that turnaround? They come in and, you know, they're really not enthusiastic about math. I was one of those kids. I was not enthusiastic about math. I had a bad experience with it growing up. Have you seen one of those, you know, kids really start to embrace it because of, you know, the way that you teach and sort of meeting them where their interests are?
I think one specific example goes back to like the first school I taught at, not at the one now, but we were going through angles and he was just like, I don't understand this. And I knew that he was he played football and he was a wide receiver. And I was like, okay, don't think about it in terms of right, acute, obtuse. Think about it as like post route, slant route, comeback route. And then it clicked for him, and I saw it and he was so excited. He's like, I'm gonna tell my coach, like, send me on a obtuse route. And that made me geek so hard. But yeah, like those moments, and that's what's so great about teaching, is because you're obviously not in it for the money, right? You're not a teacher to be for the money, but you're in it for like to see that click with kids is the best feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to Culture Shift on 101.9 WDET. My guest is Algebra. He's a streamer, content creator, and a Valorant player, but he's also a teacher and a part of the YXL Young Creators Program. We're going to get to that in just a second. But speaking of your Twitch channel and your TikTok channel, have any of your kids ever found any of your content out there?
Yeah, so I started my TikTok push January 1st of this year. I think January 1st I had 200 followers.
Wow.
And I told myself that if I wanted to grow Twitch, because Twitch does not do a great job of promoting small creators.
Very true.
I needed to have some other source of content that I could push out. So January, February, March, I hit content very hard. I put out 2 to 3 videos a day, just trying to get videos out there. And it just takes one. You want to say like 95% of your videos won't hit, but the 5% that do can change. And I remember the video. It was an edited video with like the 5 stack that I play with, and it got 70,000 likes. And I was like, it opened the door. And now, yes. So all my kids from last year and the 8th graders, they all know. My 6th graders are new, but I'm already hearing rumblings like, I found your YouTube. I've found you on my, why are you on my For You page? And the creator video is doing relatively well. And that came up and they're like, why is my classroom like on TikTok? Because I did film part of the video section in there.
That's got to be a really interesting feeling as a kid. But how do you feel about that, right? Like, you know, being a content creator, and I'm sure being a teacher, like that, I'm sure that has to influence the way that you approach content creation, because you obviously don't want anything objectionable to get out there. You know, what do you think about, you know, kind of being put in the spotlight and sort of thrown into the center of a lot of these kids' world?
Definitely. And you have to toe the line, right? Because there's avenues on social media and on the internet where things can become, I don't know, one example, like you could hypersexualize content and it takes off, right? I obviously can't do that because if anything comes back to me in a professional setting, like that is a bad look. So trying to, I think that's what I try to do with my content is where it's funny, it's enjoyable, but it doesn't have to cross into those thresholds of like inappropriateness. On my TikTok, like I do Valorant content, and then on my YouTube, I'll put those videos on there, and I do other silly things like review pizza or like go to different restaurants. And I've done Madden gameplay in the past, and I think it's important that, you know, not all the things that kids see online is, you know, so aggressive in one direction. You can kind of just be yourself and have fun with it, and it doesn't have to, you know, go to an extreme.
You're listening to Culture Shift here on 101.9 WDET. My guest is a streamer content creator with over 116,000 subscribers, all earned just this year since January. That's pretty amazing. Also a Valorant player, a teacher, and part of the YXL Young Creators Program. Algebra, our guest here on Culture Shift. So tell us about the YXL Young Creators Program. This is a really interesting initiative from the New York Excelsior.
Correct. So I want to say a couple months ago, they put out a challenge to content creators to prove, you know, do you have the edge? Do you have what it takes to be, you know, kind of have this New York state of mind with your content? Edgy, outspoken, I guess aggressive in a sense. And I put my one of my videos out. It was just me bantering with somebody, and he was like shocked that I was a teacher playing video games. He was just like, "You're a teacher? Like, why are you playing? Like, why are you in my Valorant game?" And it did surprisingly well. I think it's of my videos, it's like the second highest viewed video ever. It has like 1 million+ views. And I didn't think much of it. I didn't think that would resonate with people as much. You know, a teacher kind of just playing video games is, I don't know, I didn't think it would take off. And to my surprise, I got the email back from them that I was one of the finalists. And once I was a finalist, that opportunity to create content under their umbrella would be life-changing, to say the least, right? To learn from people who are in the space for a reason, and to have such a prominent team around me would be an incredible experience.
So we're in the sort of the final leg of the YXL, only a couple of days left. And, you know, before the big announcement, how are you feeling about, you know, your chances here in the YXL?
I'm nervous. I've watched everyone's video like multiple times, and there are so many different varieties of content and different platforms that these people have, and they all do a great job with it. I know, just speaking about my video, it's my favorite piece of content I've ever put out. It is authentically me to a T. It covers my teaching. It covers how I incorporate teaching into gaming. It covers how, you know, I take the game seriously, but also have fun. And I think part of it is also, as a teacher, you want to be either a positive influence or a motivator for your students. And I think I try to incorporate that in my video as well. The quotes in the video are from a promotion speech at Harvard University, a guy named Donovan Livingston. He said, "At the core, none of us are meant to be common." And I believe that so strongly, that with the right people and with the right mindset, like, you can do anything. And I want people to see that in me, and I want people to see that in themselves through my content.
So at stake, a content creation contract with the NYXL, pretty big deal. And, you know, I wish you all the luck in the world. It, you know, there is some really impressive content creators there that are a part of this program. But I really thought that your video stood out, which was why I had reached out to you. I think it's very unique being a teacher sort of in this gaming space. You know, I've been in gaming media since 2006, and it really is sort of a rarity. And it's I really do. I said this earlier, but I really do believe in meeting kids where their interest is, and that being a big sort of window into you know their future and you know how to engage with them in a meaningful manner. But before I let you go, Algebra, I got to ask, what is your favorite game ever? Oh, I know.
Ever.
I know.
Ever. I'll give two. I think like my multiplayer experience, I think Halo 3 was peak. I think that it was almost a lot of people's introduction to first person shooters.
Sure.
And I think of the Halo franchise, it's Halo 2, you could probably argue, is a little more classic, but Halo 3, the online experience, was like my entry in. So that really sticks for me.
I knew more people that played Halo 3 and for longer than I knew that played Halo 2.
I think my solo one might be a little kind of niche, but the original Roller Coaster Tycoon on PC.
Oh, wow.
Like way back before it became like 3D and all that, just the original Roller Coaster Tycoon, I had so much fun. I could sit there for hours, and I think this is the math brain going, but just like building a coaster, you know, managing funds, trying to, you know, optimize I forget what the terms, like intensity, excitement, and like I don't know, but that I could sit there for hours and like design my theme park the way I wanted to, and that I loved doing that. I think that's not an expected answer, but that game has a special place in my heart for me for sure.
Absolutely. Algebra, our guest here on Culture Shift. Follow him on all the social media. That's Algebruh. TikTok, Twitch, Twitter, all of the socials. Best of luck to you for the YXL program.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. And we'd love to have everyone join the Algebra Academy, you guys. Come on by anytime.